This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. President Donald Trump thanked Iran Saturday for releasing a Chinese-American academic it had held since 2016 in exchange for the U.S. freeing an Iranian scientist. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The U.S. released Iranian stem cell expert Masoud Soleimani in exchange for the liberation of Shiye Wang, a Chinese-American detained in Iran for 3 years on espionage charges. On Twitter, Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif uploaded a picture of him and Soleimani aboard a plane allegedly flying back to Iran. Soleimani was arrested at Chicago Airport in October 2018 for allegedly attempting to export biological materials to Iran, violating U.S. sanctions on the country over its nuclear program. Shiye Wang, meanwhile, is a Princeton University graduate who is said to have been conducting dissertation research in Iran in 2016 when he was detained.
That's Emer McCarthy of Reuters. President Trump and top U.S. officials are reaffirming America's continued commitment to Saudi Arabia in the wake of a Saudi Air Force pilot shooting spree at a Navy base in Florida. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
I spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia. They are devastated.
Speaking to reporters as he left the White House Saturday, President Trump said Saudi King Salman offered reassurances.
The king will be involved in taking care of families.
A Saudi statement calls the shooting a heinous crime that does not represent the Saudi people, who count the American people as friends and allies. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he wouldn't hesitate to deploy U.S. forces to Saudi Arabia.
Not at all. I think, you know, Saudi Arabia is a longstanding partner of ours in the region. We share mutual security interests.
Esper added the Pentagon would re-examine vetting procedures for foreign nationals taking part in its training programs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban restarted peace negotiations Saturday, 3 months after President Donald Trump abruptly stopped the year-long process aimed at finding a political settlement to America's longest war. A U.S.-based source told VOA that Chief U.S. Negotiator Zalmay Khalilzad led the team Saturday in Doha, Qatar, where insurgent negotiators are based. The Qatari government had played host to the U.S.-Taliban dialogue before President Trump halted the talks in September in retaliation for an insurgent attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier, among others. A Taliban spokesman tweeted that the two sides will continue the talks on Sunday. Hong Kong is gearing up for a mass rally Sunday that is expected to gauge support for pro-democracy demonstrations in the Chinese-ruled city as the government appealed to people to express their views peacefully. Police gave the green light to Civil Human Rights Front, the organizer of a largely peaceful million-strong marches in June, to hold the rally. This is the first time the group has been granted permission for a protest since August 18th. Hong Kong's new police commissioner, Chris Tang, said his force would take a flexible approach to demonstrations, using what he called both the hard and soft approach. The former British colony has been rocked by more than 900 demonstrations, processions, and public meetings since June, with many ending in violent confrontations between protesters and police, who have responded at times with tear gas and rubber bullets. U.S. Democratic lawmakers met privately Saturday to work on investigations into President Donald Trump, inching closer to an impeachment vote, possibly before the Christmas holiday recess. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are working through the weekend to review evidence against the president and draft articles of impeachment that they could recommend for a full House vote as early as Thursday. The White House said Friday that it would not take part in the impeachment process. A dozen frail survivors of the attack on Pearl Harbor returned Saturday to honor those who perished when Imperial Japanese Navy planes attacked the American fleet there 78 years ago. About 30 World War II veterans and 2,000 members of the public joined the survivors, the youngest of whom are now in their late 90s, to commemorate the anniversary of the December 7, 1941 attack that launched the U.S. into World War II. Attendees observed a moment of silence at 7:55 a.m., the same time that the assault began. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.